Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. We live in town. We have lived in town for 2 years now. During the entire rest of my life, I would never have used that phrase. I might have said Midtown when I was a New Yorker. I might have said Downtown in Minneapolis. I used to say I live on the farm when Ella Bella was our residence, but I have never before described my habituation as in town. That's because I have never before lived in a town. I use the word town in this essay in a less than technical sense. Town to me means a small city or a village. Viroqua, Wisconsin is a small city of 4,400 residents, give or take. Mary and I live on a street within the boundaries of that small city, a street with other homes, garages, yards, fire hydrants. We live in town. But my town is different. My town thrives at the confluence of conservative rural Wisconsin and the adventurous immigrated newcomers. My town is made of citizens from the tight traditional communities and also back to the landers, highly educated professionals and retirees who never finished high school. My town is made of Christian congregations where belief and correctness and gender are clearly defined. My town is also made up of New Agers and practitioners of alternative medicine. My town listens to country radio, and my town hosts a Pacifica affiliate. My county votes pretty close to 50-50 in elections from local to state to federal. It is politically purple. We are set in the heart of the Driftless region, in the middle of a topography that is millions of years old. Green and rounded, the land is gently unflat. Creeks and streams are abundant, the farming is good, and the fishing is great. Viroqua seems to be in relatively good shape to me. A trip down Main Street affirms that. So many small cities in the Midwest have suffered enormously in recent years. So many other main streets are dotted with closed shops and abandoned residences. Globalization and consolidation have taken an enormous toll. A generation ago, small enterprises were a town's backbone, but in so many other towns, small is gone. They drive to the Walmart and they shop online. They don't shop on Main Street. It's different here. Take a 2-mile walk with me and I'll show you. What follows is a long list of thriving enterprises. If the list starts to sound boring, remember what it represents, a town that is thoroughly alive. There's the Rock Shop and a Dairy Queen, the Apothecary, and a community radio station, and a local coffee roaster's cafe, the Technical College, a furniture store, insurance agencies and resale shops, 2 banks and a credit union, the music shop, the yarn shop, really good hairstylists, cheese shop and a beautifully restored turn-of-the-century hotel, the fly fishing outfitter and the bike shop, a market with dozens of purveyors of everything from beads to bedspreads. The best beef tenderloin, the best breakfast, and the best gelato are within 3 blocks of each other. Fast food? Yeah, we got it. The sprawling enterprise center that houses thriving businesses, auto dealerships, and a new industrial park. A florist, a pristine theater from the Golden Age, and a food co-op that is the envy of much larger cities. Did I mention a full-service hospital and clinics? Oh, and the county fairgrounds, too. Now, you may have forgotten by now that the whole list, every single one of those enterprises, is sitting right on Main Street. That's remarkable. I walk a lot in my town. I walk a mile or two almost every day. I stick mostly to side streets, but every once in a while, I'll peruse the ballpark or stroll past the great old courthouse to read the plaques and markers. I get up to the Pioneer Cemetery every so often. A magical place with headstones dating back to the 1850s. So many stories resting there. So for the first time in my life, I am a townie, and I'm loving it. It took Viroqua to make that happen.